Hello.
Hey, you're tuned in to Inside Out Radio for another week. Yep, it's happening.
And it is happening.
I have a guess.
Back at it.
Back at it again. And we're still smoking. And I have a guest with me right now. Who's that guest?
Yo, what's up? It's Kevin. I've been here a few times before, and it's always a pleasure to come in, play a little bit on the radio with the Manzia.
It's your boy. So as you mentioned, it has been a minute since you've been on. One in a nutshell. No, I'm not going to do that to you. What have you been doing all this time in a nutshell, in a sentence or less?
I don't know, actually. Just, you know.
I just joked asking you the question. I'm seriously asking you the question.
Sort of the big thing, I guess, musically in between would have been Bass Coast, which...
You played at Bass Coast, right?
I did play there.
What is that like?
I don't know. Like, to describe that in a nutshell is tough.
Oh, we have an entire hour done.
It's really insane. Like, it's a crazy experience, and I'm not a festival guy by any stretch. I definitely prefer my music in dark clubs or warehouses, but to play it is incredible because people are raving super, super hard.
What was your set time?
I played at 11, which is. I thought it was going to be early because last year I played at like 2 a.m. and it was peak time. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But I actually had a really good crowd, and everybody felt like the house tip I went into and then techno. Like, people are so receptive to the music, and it's really quite something as a DJ. And you're playing outside,
yeah,
and which is just super cool to begin with. The techs are super on point. But then when you're done and you're back out into the madness of it all, it's really overwhelming. And I think I was up there for a total of like 16 hours, but
whew.
Yeah.
Were you still a human when you came back?
Sorry?
Were you still a human when you came back?
Yeah. The dust is crazy. I had to have a huge shower, but, everybody plays really well. It's musically, it's a really good time.
Sure. Andrew Rice was on the show last week and he said basically it was like a Vancouver kind of forum. Like, it's just everyone from Vancouver killed it.
They're super, the girls who book it are cool about making sure that local talent gets a prominent showcase, that like dudes get good set times and it's not just all about some headliners. And I think that's what draws so many people up there passionately, is because especially on the more like quote unquote bass music side of things, like Max, Ulis and Keenan and Cure and those guys have such a following, and those people want to see them in their element, which is playing these outdoor festivals. So
yeah, that's true, because like Max gets flown around, like Max plays.
Yeah, like Max and Michael Red, those guys are the West Coast festival guys. Like, they play all of them, and they're super well-received at all of them. But that's just history, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
Been doing those things.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, like, it's important. It's, like, nice that they put on people from Vancouver, the locals. Because not a lot of festivals do that. They'll be like, oh, a crazy headliner, and then another sub-headliner, and then another sub-headliner, and then there's... four guys, so you don't really know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, everybody they book at Bass Coast too is tasteful. Like,
yeah.
The headliners are tasteful. It was like D Bridge and
that's
Christian
a tight
Martin
headliner.
And stuff. You know, it's not somebody obnoxious who's just going to sell tickets, because I don't think they want those kind of fans.
Yeah.
Those sort of EDM fans.
EDM. Well, this will be a good segue. What's trap music?
Oh man.
Why trap music? I don't know.
Let's not get into that. Shout out Andrew Rice if you're out there right now. Trap music. You know, we're going to quickly talk about what's going on this weekend before you jump into some things.
Yeah. Okay, so Friday is the Teen Girl Fantasy show.
I love Teen Girl Fantasy.
Teen Girl Fantasy with Gatekeeper. And I know who Gatekeeper is. Do you know who James Ferrero is?
No, I don't, but I do feel Gatekeeper sometimes. They can get mad hectic, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure how dance party music they're
going. Yeah, that's not really dance music, per se, but...
It's like, I just ate these pills, and now I'm just going to see things music. James Ferrero would be he could be a chocolatier, I feel.
Chocolatier.
Yeah, live chocolates by James Ferrero.
So we don't talk about only dance music on Saturday at the Zoo Shop. My homeboy James Young Braised, who I honestly think is the best rapper on the West Coast right now, is playing in his group Hyperlinks at Zoo Shop Saturday evening. And it's sick. It's super sick. Get the Hyperlinks album. It's out there.
Is it, like, actually good?
It's actually really good.
Okay,
I think
cool.
Basically all rap, not to draw a huge thing here, but, like, on the West Coast, kind of disconnected from popular contemporary culture, and James is like really on it. So go mess with Hyperlinks at Zoo Shop on Saturday.
That's cool. And then I guess on at 151 on Friday, there's also Max Euless, Tom Alla. I don't know who Observant or Bastet is.
But on Saturday? 151?
Oh, Friday. Sorry, 151.
Yeah, I'm seeing Max and Tal Mala with Om Unit at Waldorf on Saturday.
Crazy. Well, I'm sure they're not doing double. It's Friday's a 151 thing, and Derek, who's been on the show always, is playing that too.
Oh, hype. And there's a party at 151 Hastings, the mad, cutty, rad downtown spot. With a bunch of other dudes. Max is on that bill as well. Max Euless is playing every party that you're going to this weekend, so you can bank on that.
Yeah, it'll be good. And then there is a
Sunday. Crab Park, the Crab Park special, which is the Crab Park edition of the New Brighton special, which is my favorite outdoor, cool daytime thing in Vancouver in the summer. The New Brighton specials are like something the city sorely lacks. Like
100%.
Like a really pleasant vibe with tasteful music and a gathering of like-minded people in the sun. You
Which
know?
Is like, just in general, you really can't go somewhere on a Sunday, like during the day, and like have a beverage and hear good music.
Yeah, like, and it's like people bring their kids and their dogs. It's really chill. Yeah, so Crab Park this week, which I think, I always find these are a little under-attended, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, there's like at least couple hundred people there, but these are huge parks. Like you put like 1,000 people in there, so
yeah, it's really, even the last year's one wasn't like as well attended as I thought it was going to be, and it was a great time. I always enjoy these good vibes.
New Brighton, I think, is a little out of the way for some people, but Crab Park, I think,
right there. Yeah,
I think you're going to get a pretty good crowd for that. So 2 to 9 on Sunday, I will be there, probably with some drinks
and Koosh. Bronze Paradise. Who's
everybody on the bill on is like, Sunday is super good too. Yeah, Koosh is amazing.
Yeah.
Braun has one of the deepest collections.
What's the common edits, right?
The common edit is his label. It's, I believe it's a 7-inch label.
Yeah,
with Koosh and the Mole.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. There's a few. There's all those dudes work together
Dane?
On that.
Dane? I think Dane maybe.
Dane probably might be on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Scott W's playing.
Of course.
Midim is playing. I don't know the Slowpoke DJs from Seattle, but they're probably really good.
Yeah. If they're on that lineup, then they have to be all right, I'd say.
Yo, we've been talking a lot. You should probably play some music.
I guess. I'm gonna go play some music.
What are you going to play?
I don't know.
Just gonna run it, eh?
Just going to freestyle.
Run tings.
All right, enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. baby.
It's the music.
It's the music. It's the music. It's the music. It's the music. It's the music. Put it on 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 the music. Put it on. The only way. It's the music. I need to feel my music each and every day. It's the music. Put it on the music. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on the music. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on the music. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on the music. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on. It's the music, y'all. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on. It's the music. Put it on. It's the music. It's the music, y'all. It's the music. Every day, it's the music. Put it on, 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 it's the music.
Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
Be at the Rio August 17th for Dead On Film, the zombie short film competition where 10 zombie shorts will be shown, but only one will survive. Tickets are $10. Doors at 9 p.m. This month at the Rio, your Friday late night movies are Wet Hot American Summer on August 10th, Dumb and Dumber on August 24th, and Dirty Dancing on August 31st. Other attractions at the Rio for August include the world's largest touring circus sideshow, Hell's a Poppin', a sideshow review on August 19th. Extra Vancouver and the Friends of Dorothy series presents a special screening of Mean Girls on August 22nd. And don't miss Dungeons & Dragons, a live comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers as they quest for glory and snacks on August 29th.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
The Leo Ramirez Show. The best mix of Latin American music, news, sport, and commentary from around the local and international Latin American communities. Saturday, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. El show de Leo Ramírez. La mejor mezcla de música, noticias, deportes y comentarios de la comunidad latinoamericana. Sábado de 5 a 6 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM CITR.
And we're back. That first half was me just doing things, and it was fun. I had fun. I hope you guys had fun. And this half is Mr. Eames. Kevin is going to do it. Everyone's doing it. Get it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Big shout out to Gingy and Bordello. CanCon.
We just used to like. to like do our own thing. We just used to like all that sort of thing. We just used to like do our own thing. We just used to like all that sort of thing. We just used to like do our own thing. We just used to like all that sort of thing. We just used to like.
But when I pull me up a phone, I'm leaning like a troll. Go on, man, even on my own. You kid, I'm a type of grown man. You rent, I'm a type of old man. Your girlfriend, a omen. Swear he don't know, man. Now I'm all in her shit, now I like bro, man. Now tell me how many licks does it take to break her, put her to sleep, and about time now she wake up. I'm fresh off a flight from the heat to the Lakers, and still on a high off these trees from Jamaica. Oh shoot, nigga feeling good, she did.
Lived in that project, now I'm in that penthouse. Salute my progress, respect that process. Admire my guest, fuck being modest. Nigga, admire my goddess. Hey, she bad, that's obvious. She thick, that body is probably as hot as Abu Dhabi is. And it's going down like elevators to where the lobby is. And tonight I'm on that brown like Bobby is. It's my prerogative, I can show you how to live. Every little step you take, a B and shoot Giuseppe mix. My tenderoni, the one and only. Fuck me two times, case the first one get lonely.
Nice.
Aw, shit. Now we fucking talking. Oh, yes, we talking fucking. But what you suckers talking? I keep buying rides like I suck at walking. The models, money talks. I said, what you suckers talking,
Oh, shit. Nigga feeling good. She did.
Yep, and that was that.
Yeah, that was that.
That was Inside Out Radio for this week, and it was such a great, great time.
It was pretty real. Real vibes were abounding in this room.
Hey, we got vibes. What do you guys have? No vibes? Medium vibes? I don't know, but we have them. I don't know. Whatever, we can do this for the next... You guys want to cancel your show and me and I just talk?
Talk about vibes?
Talk about vibes?
I got vibes on it.
Okay, someone has to get like a cane and just go against my neck and just pull me out of this room. Inside the Radio, stay tuned. Crimes and Treasons is next. Yeah. Also, Santana is next.
It's Santana.
Peace.